I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. It's so easy today in our society and culture to criticize, complain, and argue. We don't like someone because of what they say or may not say, especially in the arena of politics. We Americans judge and perceive, disagree, and show skepticism at the highest level. When what we believe to be true is challenged and even diametrically opposed, even mentioning this may cause you to stop listening. But wait, for the follower of Jesus, one can learn much from him and much from God's word and much from his Holy Spirit speaking. How would Jesus respond to others when treated with skepticism, hatred, anger, doubts? Jesus Christ navigated life while on this earth, demonstrating how to live as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven and presenting God's values that are diametrically opposite of the world's values. The kingdom of heaven's values are recorded for us in Matthew chapter 5, verses 2 through 11. And he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Notice that this was Jesus teaching. It wasn't a one-and-done sermon, but laying out for his followers the values of the kingdom of God and those who are citizens of God's kingdom. Notice who they are for: the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted because of righteousness, those who are insulted and falsely accused because of their faith in Jesus. Notice the blessings of God's kingdom, the benefits these citizens receive. They receive the kingdom of heaven. They will be comforted. They will inherit the earth. They will be filled. They will be shown mercy. They will see God. They will be called children of God. They will receive the kingdom of heaven. Their reward will be great in heaven. Notice how these people are to respond when facing opposition. Verse 12 of Matthew 5, they are to rejoice and be glad. So when you are receiving hateful words, angry speech, skepticism expressed toward you because of your faith, your belief in Jesus, what are you to do? Rejoice and be glad. How does one do that? Jesus was able to, Hebrews states, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3. Jesus endured opposition from sinners. We are to look to him, consider him, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. So we are to look to Jesus and think carefully, examine, learn from, implement, and follow his ways. He endured the suffering, persecution, beating, crucifixion with a foundation of joy. The pain he experienced was not joyful, but Jesus knew that the outcome, sin's penalty paid in full, new life and resurrection power, would be joyful. Men and women, boys and girls, being reconciled to God through faith in him would be joyful. So, following and considering Jesus, we are to be joyful when facing trials and oppositions. James repeated this for the Jerusalem believers: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. So as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven while on earth, how do you respond to opposition and persecution? Are you rejoicing, joyful in trials? Are you demonstrating the joy of Jesus? Let Christ dwell in your life richly. that you may demonstrate that you are a true citizen of the kingdom of heaven. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.